Well, I didn't think I'd be able to speak today because this has just been a tough week. I noticed this week I had a tough time when I tried to read. I had a tough time concentrating on what I was reading, and I noticed when I looked on Wikipedia that I may have attention deficit disorder, they call ADD. And then I spent a lot of time, and then I remembered this summer as I was trimming my hedges, I was just trying to get them just right, and I was spending a lot of time on that. And my neighbor said, "I think you're OCD, you've got an obsessive compulsive disorder." And then any of you who know me for any amount of time know that I'm a Red Sox fan, and I was a little blue this summer when they basically tanked. That's a spiritual term. And so I was worried I suffered from depression. And the next day I went and I got an espresso. I don't usually drink it that much. And I had a lot of energy. And after being depressed and then wanting to do a lot of things, I thought maybe I'm bipolar. But then other things I started to become aware of. And I remembered my psychiatrist told me that I had an addictive personality. In my life, I had always struggled with life-controlling issues. My counselor at school told me that I was difficult and I'd have a tough time getting along with other people. My parents told me I'd never amount to anything. My boss said that I was worthless. My family dubbed me as the bad father, the bad son, the bad husband. And all these labels, all these things that society and people in my life tried to put on me, made me feel unworthy, made me feel unable to do what God has called me to do. Now, this morning I'm not here to mock people with disorders or illnesses. I don't mean to do that at all. I know that some of the things that I've mentioned are real conditions that require professional treatment and or divine healing. Amen. God's able to heal the mind as well as the body. But society feels very free to attach labels to people. We're labeled by professionals, by our teachers, by our counselors, by those we interact with. We're labeled by our friends, by our families. We're labeled by our coworkers. We're labeled by our enemies. They try to attach things to us that may or may not be true. And we must be careful. Because God, Scripture says, if we know Jesus, all things become new. And we don't have to live under the power of any man's name that he tries to put on us. I'd like to talk about labels this morning. Our text today is from Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. Words of Jesus Christ to the church. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it. Let's bow our hearts together and let's ask God's blessing as we look to God's Word today. Father, we glorify and praise your name, and we thank you that you did die and rise again for us. And God, may we never forget the power of the love and the blood and the Spirit of Jesus. God, as we look to the Word of God today, we ask for your power and anointing to fill this place. We pray for your anointing upon this speaker and upon every hearer here, O God. We pray that you would remove all distractions from us in Jesus' name, and that you enable us by the power of your word and spirit to walk in victory. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the things that Scripture calls us or Scripture tells us as far as how we can live is that we can live free. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, I believe, tells us that we're to stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free, and we're not to be entangled in the yoke of bondage. And there are many things that can bind believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the things that can bind believers, bind them in their hearts, bind them in their minds, and bind them in their spirits are names or labels that others try to put upon them. Lazy, stupid, unrighteous, worthless, sinful. Those are some I didn't touch on, but maybe I should have in the opening this morning. Different people do that. And we can't do anything about people trying to put a label on us or give us a name or give us an identity. People will do that. That's their nature. Society will do that. In fact, I think because of where psychology is today, everyone's become their own amateur psychologists, where they try to analyze your personality and say, well, you're this, you're a narcissist, or you know, you're depressed, or you know, you're happy, or whatever thing is out there. You know, we just try to label everyone and put everyone in a box as far as who they are and how they are to perform or live in life. But we can do something about whether or not we receive these names or labels in our lives. We can accept them and live under bondage, or we can reject them and live in the freedom that Jesus Christ has provided for us. And so I'd like to take a few moments and talk about that this morning. First thing I'd like to say is that we need to be careful and not be too ready to accept man's labels or society's labels in our lives. You know, we think because someone, whether they're professional or they just seem very knowledgeable or wise, when they say something about us to us, that is true. And so we must accept it. And that's not the case because they're not God. I remember when I was pastoring in Kentucky, there was a family and they had a child and they sent their child to pre-K or some kind of early classes. And the first day back from school, the teacher told the parents, I think your son is ADD because he doesn't behave right. He was doing this and he was doing this, that, and you really need to have him checked out. And this was a shock to the parents. They were really surprised. They're like, oh, we never saw any of this in our child. How could this possibly be? So they rushed the child off to a child psychologist. They have him analyzed, have him checked out. Unfortunately, and I'm not sure if the psychologist was Christian or not, but he talked with the child, he talked with the parents, and lo and behold, there was nothing wrong with the child. The child wasn't ADD. But for a few days or a week or whatever amount of time between the pronouncement of that teacher and the diagnosis of that professional, those parents were very, very concerned about who their child was and how their child was going to live. You know, a lot of people will say who you are. And a lot of people will try to define who you are by putting a label on you. But understand, they are not unfailable. Those people who share those things are not infallible. Or they are fallible. I don't know about you, but I hate when the hours change. And so I'm hoping my mind gets into gear this morning. And I know it will as we keep going on this morning. So let's just get that out there and let's just move forward. So when you hear a name, or when someone tries to place something on you, as far as who you are, your nature, and your character, don't accept it. They're not God. And I'm not saying there isn't some value there, that they can't open up your eyes to something about your life. But when someone tries to put something on you, you should take that and do with that what you should do with whatever anyone tries to put into your life, including a message or a sermon, in taking that to God in prayer and asking God, because He loves you and He wants you to live in truth, Is this something that is true and real? Is this something that I should accept in my life? Should I accept this? And what should I do with this? Because if we accept man's labels in our lives, if we allow men to define us and not God, we're walking on very dangerous territory. How has God called us to live? Well, God has called us to live, number one, by His Word. God has also called us to live by the leading of His Holy Spirit. And God has called us to live under the power of His anointing. We don't have to live under our own power, bless God. If we did, we would certainly fail each and every day, but we can live by the power and grace and strength of God. But when we accept mankind's labels, when we accept society's labels, when we allow society to define us, or a family to define us, or our friends to define us, we potentially create in our lives something that will hinder us from living the way that we should live. Living and walking in faith. Because if you let man define you, your life could be run by fear. If you let man define who you are, your life could be marked by discouragement. If you let man define you, very possibly you can let you could give in to complacency in your life. Be kept from the freedom and the fullness and the blessing that Jesus Christ has provided for you. Because when man tries to define you and you accept that, many times it leads to a great place of discouragement in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you let someone say, you're this, you're that, you're worthless, you're faithless, then we believe the power of their words over the power of the Word of God, which is what should be that which defines us. You believe that you're limited and defeated, and that you can never be the person or believer that God wants you to be and that God has created you to be. Because God has called us to live not by sight and not by what men say we are or are not, but by faith. Faith in what? Faith in what His Word says we are if we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, if we're filled with the power of His Holy Spirit. Faith in His Word and in His plan for our lives. His calling. If we allow men to define us, we also run into the danger of living in fear. I think this is especially true with those who deal with addiction. Society will say, once an addict, always an addict. And that may be true if you don't know Jesus. But let me tell you, the power of the blood of Jesus is greater than any power that might control your lives. And you can be, if you know Christ, be completely set free from anything that controls your life, whether it's drugs, alcohol, caffeine, sex, no matter what it is. The power of God is greater than any addiction that's out there. Don't, if you're out there today and man has labeled you an addict or someone with an addictive personality, don't receive, don't believe, don't live in that lie. Because if you know Jesus, you've been set free. You're brand new. The old is gone, the new now has come. But those who allow society to define them now live in a constant state of fear and despair, not believing that they can be set free from their past life. And then there's the issue of complacency. You know, we live in man's labels, or we allow men to define us. It gives us an excuse not to live the way that God calls us to live. You know, one of the things, and many of you know that I've been treated for cancer, and I still have some cancer treatments. But for almost 2 years, I was on chemotherapy, and you know, and I noticed different things about my life, some changes that I had, and I came upon something. And Sister Judy, you might know this as well. In my reading and studying and looking into the different side effects that go along with chemotherapy, there's something called chemo brain. Anyone ever hear of it? Oh, it's great. It's not great. Don't get me wrong. But some of the, I'll tell you why it could be great, and not seriously. But chemo brain is something that supposedly affects memory, concentration, inhibits you from doing things at the pace that you'd like to. You do things, takes more time. And if I wanted to, I could use chemo brain as an excuse for not doing what God has called me to do, for not being the husband and the father that God wants me to be, not being the pastor that God wants me to be, not being the person that God wants me to be. Well, I don't remember. You know, I just don't think as good anymore. That I could use that as an excuse. Honey, did you remember to do this? Well, you know, chemo brain cooked in. Sorry. And I'm not saying that's not a real thing. But there's a temptation to use that. Thank you. To use that to ease up. And we can do that if we allow men to define us. You're not powerful. You're not strong enough. You're not smart enough. How many have ever felt that way? You feel on one end that, you know, God wants to use you and move upon your life to do something for His kingdom, maybe teaching or sharing your faith with others. And then you have someone or something telling you that you're not smart enough. The label of stupid. And so-and-so said this, and I don't really live up to this person's standard. It can give me an excuse not to be the witness or the minister that God has called you to be. See, it's very dangerous when we allow people to define us and not God to define us. So how do we live above these things? And I think I mentioned it briefly before, but let me mention again. Sometimes those labels are true. I mean, if we tell a lie and someone calls us a liar, is that not true? But is that not also something that God wants us to rise above and live above in the name of Jesus? Well, a couple of things about living above our weaknesses and living above these labels or these attempts of society to define us. Number one, we need to understand that God looks at us much differently than the world looks at us, even differently than we look at ourselves. I think of the man Gideon in the Old Testament. And you read about him in the book of Judges, and the beginning of his life, the Israelites, the people that he was a part of, were being oppressed by a group of people called the Midianites. And they basically took complete advantage of the Israelites. The Israelites took all their food, everything. In order for them to survive, they had to do everything in secret. And so in the book of Judges, the angel of the Lord comes to Gideon, and what he's doing, he's preparing or threshing wheat in a wine press in a place where that's not normally done. And the reason he's doing that is because he's fearful and afraid that he'll get caught, and if they find his food, they'll just take it. Who knows, they might punish him. It was just just a very, very terrible time in the history of Israel. And the angel of the Lord comes upon him while he's doing this cowardly act. And he doesn't say, okay, coward, it's time for you to, you know, grab yourself by your bootstraps and move forward. He says something like, behold, mighty warrior of God. You know, here this guy is hiding for dear life, fearful, and God sees him, and God comes and he says, the Lord is, literally, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. He wasn't a mighty warrior at that time. In fact, he had every excuse why he shouldn't lead Israel, and he tried to get out of it. You know, he's the guy who put the fleeces out, you know, in order to make sure that God was going to be with him. He didn't have a whole lot of courage. And the reason he didn't is because he allowed the Midianites to define him as a weak and powerless man, part of a weak and powerless people. But that's not the way God saw him. God saw him mighty and powerful, and through him God brought a great deliverance to the nation of Israel. There is a way that man sees you, and listen, people do see your flaws and they do pick them out. That's why they label you that way. But that's not how God sees you. God sees what he can do through you and sees you as a mighty, powerful man or woman of God. So the first step in overcoming them is understanding that that's not the way God sees us. And really, he's the only one that counts. Second, we need to resist the accusations. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10, the Bible says, then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power of the kingdom of God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before God day and night, has been hurled down. Now, this scripture speaks about Satan. And we are involved in a spiritual war against the enemy. And one of the things that the enemy tries to do against believers in the Lord Jesus Christ is accuse them. Now, I'm not saying every label that is placed on you or every identity that someone's trying to force into your life is of the enemy. But let me tell you, he will use each and every one to try to discourage you, try to bring you into fear, or try to bring you into a place of complacency where you can't walk and live in faith. But the Bible gives us a very simple, but very powerful way that we can overcome the enemy, and that's simply by resisting him. James 4:7, Scripture says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Let me tell you, when someone tries to say you are something other than who what the Word of God says you are, don't receive it. Reject it in the name of Jesus. May I take this a step further? Some of us need healing and deliverance from those labels that have been placed upon us from the past. You know, I mentioned, you know, my father never told me I never amount to anything, but I just want to say that. That was all just fiction for the beginning. But some of us have heard hurtful things in our past, maybe from our parents or our brothers and sisters. I think some of the most hurtful things that we've received from people are from other children while growing up. Some of you have been wounded, and I don't mean to open up an old wound, but some of you have been wounded by your spouse or a former spouse who said hurtful and evil things about you. And those words that were sown in your life those many years ago are still reaping destruction in your life today. They hurt just as much, which is what happens when you've been wounded and you don't do anything to heal that wound in your body. Even now, and let me tell you, it's harder with old wounds than new wounds. It's important that we resist those words, those labels, that identity that's trying to be forced upon us. And say to the enemy, I receive that no longer. I'm no longer worthless. I've been bought with the price, Scripture says. I'm not stupid. I'm full of all knowledge and wisdom and grace. I'm not evil and wicked. I've been made brand new by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm changed. I'm renewed. And I reject and I will not live in the identity you're trying to force upon me. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Thirdly, living above these, or being set free from these labels or identities that society is trying to force upon us, we need to depend upon God. Ephesians 6:10, the Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. So bless God, not only are we to resist the enemy, we need to seek God's power and strength in our lives to overcome these things that are trying to be forced upon us. Because it's usually not just one label or one silly little thing that someone tries to force on us. Usually it's many things. And sometimes as we grow deeper in God, the worse these things get. Because that's how much more feverishly the enemy is trying to work against us. And to overcome the enemy and even to overcome ourselves, because sometimes we have that predisposition within us to accept these things and wallow in our misery, we need more than just ourselves to overcome. We need God. And we need to depend upon the Holy Spirit. So it's important that we not only reject what society is trying to tell us who we are, but we know who God says we are. We know what the Word says. We know what His Holy Spirit says. Some of the things I touched on just a few moments ago, that we're redeemed, righteous, full of faith, powerful, forgiven, healed, full of knowledge, wisdom, holy before God. God has an identity for you, and it's in His Word, not in the pages of a psychiatrist's book or the mind of a cynical individual. So know what God has to say about you. And know what God is calling you to be, or whom God is calling you to be. And don't put God in a box, and don't put yourself in a box. Because as I've mentioned before, yes, God does use us in our strengths. But many times, God calls us to do things beyond our own natural abilities so that He can be glorified. Some of us are moving forward in God and are not living out our calling because the label that society, or sometimes the label of our own mind, or identity of our own mind of who we are, has kept us from being what God wants us to be. Because we look at our lives and we just see our limitations. We don't see what God can do through us. God, you know, I just don't understand. It doesn't matter if you don't understand. The Holy Spirit will teach you. God, I can't speak. God will put words in your mouth just as He did in the life of Moses. He couldn't speak either. What a great leader he was. Know whom God has called you to be. And live in that, even though you look at your life and I don't see it. You won't see it in your life. You'll see it as you look in the life, in the face of Jesus. And in His Word. And then live in the might and the power of God. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 10, the Bible says, when I am weak, then I am strong. It's not only important to know who we are in Christ, not only important to know what God has called us to be and God has called us to do, but to fulfill that every day. Because our calling is basically who we are. It's not something that we do. We need to depend upon the Lord each and every day. Which means, at least this is what it means in my life, the beginning of every day, I need to seek God for God to strengthen and empower me to fulfill His calling upon my life and be the person that He's called me to be. And live above what people may say that I am. I'd like to ask our musicians to come this morning. Once again, the opening text this morning, the Bible says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I'll give some of the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it." Ever wonder why we would get a new name in heaven? I think the reason is pretty clear. The reason why God has this new name waiting for us, and I guess we won't really receive that name until we're with Christ in glory. But the reason we'll get a new, brand new name is because if we're in Christ, we're a brand new person. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. Is my prayer, my heart, and my prayer for our church, my life, your life as well, that we live in the newness that God has created in us. Not the old junk from the past, and not the tags and the labels that people are trying to put upon us. You know, I hate to hear people say, "Oh, I can't do this because I'm this or I'm that." You know, we use this as an excuse sometimes, or we allow these tags that people try to put upon us to beat us down and to keep us from being who we can be in Christ. Let me tell you, God wants us to be a people who know what He wants us to be, and then trust Him to empower us to fulfill that in our lives. And so this morning, I'm just going to ask for those who, and I'm going to ask our elders to come forward. And let's just all stand this morning. And we're going to pray together. And then after we pray, I'm going to invite those you just really need a work of God in your life because you've had some things, I think a good word that we could use this morning, stigma. Stigmas put on you that maybe are a part of the past or maybe just fabricated, but they've stuck. And you can't change anyone else's mind, but you can allow God to change your own mind. You've had a stigma put on you, and you're living in that stigma. And you want to be set free from that. You don't want to live under that feeling that you're bad or you're worthless. Because if you know Jesus, you've been set free, you're righteous, you're holy, and you've been made beautiful in Him. So we're going to pray as a body, and then for those who'd like special prayer this morning, we invite you to come forward. I believe God's really going to set some folks free this morning, in the precious name of Jesus. But let's pray and let's believe God together. Father, we just glorify and praise Your name. We thank You, Lord. Thank You for Your light. We thank You for Your mercy. And we thank You, God, that in Christ all things become new. God, we know that society, the way that it works, and also, Lord, the enemy is trying very hard to put upon us things that do not line up with your word and do not line up with the work that you have done within our hearts and lives. But God, because we've been bombarded by these things, sometimes we struggle with who we are in Christ. And so this morning I pray that you would set us free from any tag, any label, any name that society is trying to put upon us, in Jesus' name, and that we would live in the freedom, God, that you have purchased for us on Calvary. God, I pray that you would not only set us free, but that you would set us free that we might in turn set others free. That we would let people know they don't have to live under the stigma, God, that society has placed under them, that they can have a brand new life, a new way, a better way, a free way, in the holy name of Jesus.